Neighbor Venezuela, Venezuela, have to say about Nicaragua, Nicaragua? To Marxist-Leninists, it would have encouraging aspects. People who believe in liberation. Till we can find some change, we've got to work out the blackboard matter tonight. To the school and the librarian, so we can have access, equal access. So if you're thinking about ways of resolving that. So we can go on, work at your level. Question number two, you can work on, doesn't mean you should have had that one done by now, but we're not going to take a great deal of time. Name some of the major fascist dictatorships, fascist, the last stage of capitalism, when the state takes over with the repressive force of violence and coercion. The executive becomes a dictator under martial law and usually establishes concentration camps, as would be provided under martial law emergency. The President of the United States is now threatening against certain elements of striking people, the American railway industry. He threatened it against the mining industry. That's how fascism begins. The Congress no longer has any real effect or token effect. The press is controlled. So, well, that's already happening in USA, yes? So we call that de facto fascism. USA has fascism. In fact, it's there. But fascism de jure is where it's obviously called such. So they make no pretense. Where there's no democracy, no voting, or if it is, if it's sham voting, and there's no two-party system, and the military takes over and takes away the black people and the socialists and puts them in concentration camps or gas ovens. So name some of the major fascist dictatorships in the world today. The more you can name, the better. Fascist. F-A-S-C-I-S-T. Monopoly capitalism in the United States today is in a de facto stage of fascism. There is fascism in many respects, because if you tend to go against the system, the press and the elements of government will ally themselves, will organize to destroy you. They will find all sorts of means of getting at you. And the foreign policy of the United States is openly fascist. Why? Because of the places it supports. But if I give you the names of those countries, then I'd be helping you pass this test. Fascism. The United States openly supports fascist governments. No other. The greatest amount of support given by the United States government is to openly fascist states, racist states, states that make no bones about the fact that people live in concentration camps, or that they're napalming their populations. And already you should have known one fascist state. You should have no trouble. You already ought to have known one fascist state very easily tonight. Just within the last few minutes, I named one fascist state. So you're looking around like you don't know. It's time we knew fascism. Teresa has some ideas, and I'd like all these ideas compiled. The secretaries have them. I've been working all day on this and reviewing on films. It was up all night, of course, with our Soviet friends. But we can review this so we can structure our time and get the best benefit of the visual picture of the news, but I've got to have some help. Yes, comrade. What's that? Oh, you always get help as soon as they get through. You always get help. Those who are still having difficulty reading and writing. But we want you to be sure and be in Professor Roller's class, because they would like for all of our people to be able to at least write and read something when we make our move. They would like for us to speak Russian if we make that move, which we're going to talk about that move a little bit in a little while. And if you're not prepared to make that move today, you better have a preparation for that move, because you never know what may take place. You certainly better be prepared, not sitting on our bone. People say too many meetings. I'm rather tired of hearing about too many meetings, in that we've got the Democratic People's Republic, which I could have shown you tonight, but I'll probably show you tomorrow in the language session. All will be required to attend. Say, I don't like these meetings, neither do I. But we've got to get ourselves in readiness now to meet certain elementary requirements. In the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, people work automatically 16 hours a day. And you'll see their faces shining and beaming and healthy. I know that some of you grunle and disgruntle and cry over that, but if you get in the Soviet Union, you don't have that. You have a 7-hour work day. But in order to get to the Soviet Union, we've got to produce this to the maximum. That means we got to make this a model. Everything's got to be up to par. It's going to take more work than we're now doing. You understand? Because they want a model of pure communism. Do you understand what I'm saying? They said, we are the purest communist model that exists. No monetary system. It does not exist any place in the world. We don't use money between us. They want that to continue. But they also want productivity to continue, good health and hygiene, good education. So that means a constant input of correction. We already won this man, this ambassador, the head of the embassy. He's virtually the head of the embassy, acting ambassador to the guy on the consular, chief of the Soviet press section of South America, for that matter. We already have his approval. And we have other invitations, by the way. You say, well, I'm not interested in going to place. You don't know what you're interested in. You better always have friends. As an old proverb says, it doth well that you make friends of man everywhere. A man, wherever you can find them. They said, unrighteous mammon. Well, you better say, make friends of them wherever. People you may not necessarily be of the same nationality or exactly the same persuasion. You better be sure you got some alternatives. And that's what I'm trying to build up for you. And what I get is constant shit. People complain, you say, why do I have to watch Harlan County twice? Well, I'll tell you, fool, why you have to watch Harlan County twice, because the first time around, you didn't understand it. Is this going out over? I hope. It ought to be. All right, now that's question number two. What is the official national figure for unemployment among blacks? And you have a wrong answer here, teachers. So if you have a wrong answer, the people must have a wrong answer too. 8% is white. So the official national figure for unemployment amongst blacks is, if you put two and two together, you've heard me say it 10,000 times. I've said it was either quadruple, something treble, or something that of the white community. You can easily figure out what the black unemployment is. I just told you the white unemployment. I always told you how much higher it was in the Indian and the white community, right? If you listen, how many listen? How many remember? If you don't, you ought to remember, take a look at your skin in the morning, see who you are. I said amongst the Indians, it was higher than that of blacks. They have the highest rate of unemployment. I said it was blank, blank, blank many times higher than white unemployment. Amongst the blacks, it is so many times higher than whites. If you can't answer it now, there's much hope for you. All you have to do is add or multiply. Did you understand what I said? Just add or multiply. I've said how much money does a black person make in proportion to a white person? How many have heard me say this? I've either said 3/4, 1/4, 1/2, 1/3, 1/6, 1/8. And I've said with Indian the same thing, American Native. It's either 3/4, 1/3, 1/2, 1/8, or 1/6. Very simple answer to both of them. It's not in some complex fraction either, like 1/6 or 1/10 or 1/6 or 1/12 or 1/18. It's very simple. Life for you to get certain elementary things down. Now, if you'd listened last night, all of you'd have been in good shape. Describe the situation in Chile today. So why should you understand? If you were here last night, you heard these same questions answered. They were answered right in front of your ears. Were you here last night? Well, you should have been. Everybody was supposed to be. Our honorable Soviet embassy guest ambassador, acting ambassador, consul, chief consular, and chief of the press section of the USSR South America was speaking to us. We should give honor to whom honor's due. He certainly has been most kind. He gave us the absolute assurance that a move against us would be a move against the Soviet Union. That's the thing that I was talking about last night. I didn't want to embarrass him with it. That's quite a measure of freedom. If there was ever a move against the dictatorship to take over here, a U.S. invasion, they set up special Morse codes to get it in contact with us so we can know what to do to get to freedom, where to meet people so we can get to freedom. That's very rewarding. To say that that's the only way we'll ever be visiting the Soviet Union, the band better get your act, because there's a possibility of 20 people will be going to Soviet Union free before the end of this year in musical cultural exchange. But it will not be people who won't cut their hair. Soviet Union have a strict policy. They believe that certain things are important to give up for the sake of other things. And they're very peculiar about long hair, which I don't think is very peculiar, because they've had quite a difficulty among so-called communal lifestyle hippies in Europe passing drugs. And they let them in the Soviet Union, and they did the same thing. Now, if drug passage has been connected with long hair, then we ought to shorten our hair. If drug passage has been connected with those who have long hair and long beards, we should stop it. You get the message? Well, that's exactly what The Prime Minister said, I said, I know you people, but he said it would be good if you could overcome that. We have been covered well in the Soviet press, and they never referred to it. But in the Yugoslav press, we're called a hippie commune. Yes, because they saw, when someone came in here, a delegation, long hair. That's what you bring down on yourself. Now, I think I told you for years that certain things were not worth the goddamn effort. So I don't care what the Yugoslavs think. Well, you better care, because they've offered us certain discounts on medications, and they've been very, very assisting, and offered us to be able to purchase things at wholesale rates. Also, Poland referred to us as a pro-Soviet but hippie commune. So I think it's time now that we got our hair cut. Please don't make me have to say more about it. I know you who you are. But you see, this country is also having lots of trouble with it. That's where a lot of the reports go out. We've been covered all over the world. DPRK, Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. But the Guyanese press was asked to cover. They said they're socialist. Very surely they're socialist. But they also have hippie costume, hippie customs in their dress, in their manner. So we end up with that reference in the DPRK. Now, I if I didn't love you very much, I'd be highly upset by that. Because why does the Guyanese government have concern about long hair? Because just 5 miles through here, three years ago, a group of white and black American people were allowed to settle with long hair, and they got into the dope business. And it took the Guyanese government just 24 hours to pick them up by plane and load their ass off and drop them in Trinidad. Now, I don't think you should bring that kind of stuff down on us, gentlemen. I'm telling you right strict, gentlemen. I don't think you should bring that kind of shit down on us when you don't need to bring that shit down on us. Why do we want to look like fuckers who've given Guyana trouble? And that was a terrible load, and we ought to try to do everything we can not to look like it. So, well, that's not fair. Well, in Yugoslavia, they let a group of people in with long hair, and they did the same thing. Poland had a group of long hair. They did the same thing. All the long hair people of so-called freestyle, anarchist, socialist, communal life, utopianists, have been passing drugs in Europe. Now, to me, it's not much to give up, friends, that we make our hair of moderate size. And so I'm not going to ask you now. I'm demanding it. The Soviet Union is not important to get to. It'd be goddamn important to get to. If the United States decides to, they're not letting Nicaragua go, so I can't go into further than that. That isn't answering the question, though. Nicaragua's every city has been leveled. To save the dictatorship of Nicaragua, Somoza, every city has gone down by U.S. bombs and planes. Provided by our tax dollars. Now, by God, it may be someday that they'll decide they don't want a socialist country here. We have been given absolute assurance, not just maybe, but absolute assurance that if a move is made against us, it'll be a move against the Soviet government. Now, nobody's going to make a move against the Soviet government, but it is only fair to meet their requests. And that was one of the requests they asked. Try to conform your dress a little bit more to the Soviet standard. All right? So we'll conform our dress a little bit more to the Soviet standard, right? You gentlemen will lose nothing by the fact that you cut off your hair. Samson was still able to fuck after he had his hair cut. Mm-hmm. And that shit about pushing the pillars apart has nothing to do with how long your hair is. You'll be able to pick up just as many logs. In fact, you'll be able to do more and fuck more if you want to. Those of you many that have long hair, and some of the best people in the world in this community. But actually, you put a lot of energy into that hair. The energy has to go into that hair to maintain it. That's life. You have to maintain that by your body. And then you cut it off, you can put some of your energy will go elsewhere, and we could use it from some of you. So I'm not making no indictments on people with long hair here, because some of the best people here have long hair. You understand that? But last night, and beards, but last night the Soviet Union said it's causing us some trouble. I don't want no fucking trouble for our babies. Somebody came to me and said, Father, you said something about this the other day, and I don't have a razor blade. Now, let me tell you, don't give me that shit. I have been shaving with the same razor for over a year by scraping it on a mirror, and I think Reb knows even a better way. Several people here know several different ways. They'll tell you how to save your blade and manage to shave your face. Hmm? So let's all accommodate that. It's not my idea. On the eyeballs of every children, you can ask all those who are in the meeting. That's what they told us. And we've been up all night with the Soviets. So I don't think we want to look like the bunch they picked up 5 miles away from here and had to dump out of here because they were passing dope instead of helping Guyana. And then Guyanese, who even like us, don't know us any different. They don't know what the hell we are. All they can see is long hair, beards, and various dress styles that are different than theirs. So let's avoid those kind of things. And I'm telling you what they said. I'm not going to lie to you. They didn't say it would keep us from the Soviet Union. But it said it would be more difficult because we have to pass through several scrutinizing eyes. If we would be the first community ever accepted from America in the Soviet Union. He thinks that there's no question it can be done, but that we must make our efforts also. Even talking about building buildings for, even in the Black Sea where there are oranges and tangerines and it's a very warm kind of season, he said, you people wouldn't be able to just jump right in there. We know that, some of your seniors, so we would love you enough and care enough about a black interracial model communist community that we would have buildings set up. Heat would be provided, already be ready, so there'd be no question for seniors, because the temperature would be a little slightly cooler than here. Depends upon what time of year, you know. Oh, don't get nervous. Any place where there are oranges and tangerines, that isn't much different than here. But they have a little snow like Redwood Valley that sometimes just barely melts in certain places, even there. If we land in certain places, it's just exactly almost like Guyana. But we can't ask them for the resorts of the Soviet Union, right? All we can ask is for free medicine. That's what all the Soviet citizens are guaranteed. Free surgeons, free dentists, free glasses, free eye doctors, free education, and almost now free housing, free telephones. So I don't think we ought to quarrel over some of the things, get them some trouble. But the house will be open for discussion, because otherwise, if it's not open for discussion, I expect by tomorrow night to see everybody's hair cut here and every beard gone. And they need their hair cut. Nancy Sines is doing some of it now. We will allow it to go on. even during this meeting. Because I want, by the time the Soviet delegation, which could be in a matter of days or a few weeks, is coming. And we, if the group that goes out of here has to go before the end of this year. 20. Now, I want to tell you very frankly from my heart to yours that some of these musicians, you don't know applesauce about Marxist-Leninism. And I better hear some Marxist-Leninist talk or you're not going. Because he liked the four black mothers that sang spirituals just as well as he liked some of the individual talent that sang some of the modern songs. He was impressed by both. He asked to hear the four. You notice the four, the elderly sisters, were asked to sing again. They like Moms Mabley. They like the humor. They're not purists. They're not some kind of prudes. They like Moms Mabley's jokes. But I'm telling you, God damn it, you know, I don't need to tell you what's been associated with long hair. I don't need to tell you what's been associated with it. We saw it in Redwood Valley, the damn long hair that came along and tried to kill us and our animals right in front of our damn church. And they had their long hair, and it didn't mean a goddamn thing. They were still fascists under their long hair. I don't care if you like it or not. Shove it up your ass. I don't care if you like it. I'm not shaving mine. Would you like to then enjoy yourself here for a while, because you're going to stay here till we get ourselves together and make our total exodus to freedom from the couple 300 more there in the States that want to do so? Then you can stay here if they'll let you, or you can go wherever the hell you want to. You can go back to New York or San Francisco. I might remind you that they made 15 major arrests yesterday of black leadership in San Francisco. You better take that into consideration. And they didn't have long hair. Power figures in the community. I remind you of the facts, but you it's up to you. I've given you enough facts. You do what you want to with them. I'm tired of arguing with all these people. I'm going to go back and see my cousin Mary. I want you to go back and die with your fucking cousin Mary. Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean it from the depths of my soul. I'm sick of hearing it. I'm sick of hearing it. I got assurances from them that we have some of our people. We have relatives, we have loved ones that want to be where we are. I got those kind of assurances, too. I don't give a goddamn about your cousin Mary. Your cousin Mary is a communist and wants to get her ass over here. In the meantime, she'll go where we go. That's right, that's right. And there's a likelihood that as time goes on, there'd be a chance that they could go directly from there to there. But don't wait too long, because he leaned over to me and he says, who's that young woman singing that 1981? He says, that's the young woman that you were talking about that they threw acid on? I said, yes. He said, I bet that's right. He said, I bet it's 1981. I said, he said, I bet by 1981, Comrade Jim Jones, he calls me Comrade Jim Jones. He says, I'll bet there'll be no people won't be able to pass freely out of USA or in USA by 1981. He says, I like that song. He says, sad song, but I like that song. It's very true. When they say, that ain't going to happen to me. What are you talking about? Ain't going to happen to you, fool nigger. You're just like me, fool nigger. You're a poor nigger. Paul Robeson had doctorate degrees and was the best actor in the entire world. The greatest singer in the entire world, and they took his passport and told him he couldn't go anywhere. Don't you wait too long, honey. You're not Paul Robeson. When he came home out of concern for his sister, the stress of living in the United States was so much that the last year of Paul Robeson, he went totally mad. His mind snapped after leaving Russia. The man up here trying to defend, he felt he needed to defend because somebody asked him a question. A lot of people have been beautiful, but some people were dumbasses. How many black people you got in the United States, in Russia? I don't see no black people in the films. I wonder. Our people. I'm talking about idiots out here. So why don't we see more black faces? How in the name of hell are you going to see black faces in a country that did not engage in buying black slaves? Now you tell me how in the fuck you're going to find a lot of black faces. See, there are plenty. But the first place you looked in the goddamn film, you'd see it. Pushkin, the greatest writer of the Soviet Union, was black. Well, what the fuck is the matter with some of you people, but you don't listen? He stops, he talks, and you ask questions. He's a very friendly man. He took it. But I wish you'd keep your goddamn mouth to yourself and learn to shut your damn mouth, because we're going to watch for you next time with a shotgun. Fill it with pepper so it'll burn your ass, maybe shut your mouth a little while. That's outrageous to make that man get up here and talk about race. When the second major cardinal point of the Constitution, anyone who discriminates against a person based on race or religion is guilty of a crime punishable by an offense of 1 to 5 years. It's disgraceful that you'd ask him a thing like that. They got one of the best racial policies in the world. Got blacks all over the Soviet Union. What the hell do you think he's here offering us? How many of us are black? The last time I looked, 9 out of 10 of us are black. The Indian chief, he said, how many Indians we got? He said, I've got so many Indians, I don't know. He said, that's wonderful. He looked like the chief. He was thrilled about that. But there was no question about race. He didn't ask us how many blacks, how many whites, how many Indians. He didn't give a shit. He wanted an interracial, but he said, the problem we get is black people want to come through like Oswald, the white man. They want to marry some Soviet woman, and we don't know their goddamn communist views. All they're interested in is sex, and we take them in and we get a capitalist married to one of our women. Said, we want to get a group of communists into the Soviet Union, and we want to be sure you're teaching communism from the various babies up to the adult stage. And that was obvious. That's obvious. We're teaching from the baby up to the adult stage. And we got to keep doing it. I don't like the schedule. We got to make it more. Because he wants us all to know the Soviet Constitution. I'll be taping it in a while. And you must listen to it. It's not that long. So you can know it. There's certain factors we need to know that they'd like for us to know coming in. And they'll be giving us, they recognize the mistake. They didn't give us the English portion of the test, I mean the English portion of the, they got a movie on how to study Russian. We got the Russian, but we didn't get the English. And I said, well, we'd not heard the language, and that was fine. It took care of that. Fortunately, no fool made me look unknowledgeable there. Long. It's this long. It's a little book, and it's very high print, but we don't have that many. We won't have more. And so I'll be reading it off in tape, so or have someone can read it off in tape so you can study it. See, this is what I'm talking about, the essentials of certain things. You don't go into a country not knowing anything about it. Said, it takes 5 years to be a citizen. He said, no, not for you people, wouldn't take. He said, it could be a matter of 9 months. Said, some of us would like to be able to be in a position if worst, best came to best, that we could help the American Revolution. But we don't like having any of these U.S. consuls coming here tromping in like Brother Ferris, been pulled out the third or fourth time now to ask by his simple-minded damn relatives. Said, we're getting tired of it. He said, oh, no, not in the Soviet Union. He said, they will see your representative in Moscow that will say, we will tell them, yes, they're alive, and they will never come near your community. But that doesn't work that way there. It doesn't work that way. said, well, our Social Security checks, they have to assure that people be alive. He said, we will assure them that you're alive. The same laws they do to us in USA. They require that we do certain things in certain ways, and we require they do certain things in certain ways. And he said, there's certain places U.S. Embassy cannot go. And where you're probably going to be settling, he said, they won't be allowed to go. So we lose our checks. So we lose our checks. He said, in the first place, I want to tell you, Comrade Jim Jones, we're not interested in the money of People's Temple. He said, the Soviet Union's a rich nation. We're interested in the productivity, the work. That's why he said, put as much into this community and make it go, make it flower, make it grow, so we can leave it as an ideal. I'll tell you how little interest it was. I said, we have the government on the run, the USA. He said, don't worry about the USA government. He said, keep him off your back. I'm not a U.S. lawyer. He's a prominent international lawyer. He said, I recommend don't get in any suit with the United States government because it'll only put more force down. He said, use a little pressure, little threats of suits. But he said, Mark Lane may know more about it than me. I said, well, we wanted to have $40 million for the USSR. I said, Comrade Jim Jones, we don't need your $40 million. We are rich people. All we want is you communists. Then if our people were cut off, he said, okay, we know the difference if we cut off. He said, cut off checks. He said, what do we cut off checks? He said, we have free hospitals. We have free education. We have free housing. So what if they cut off your checks? They can take their checks and do whatever you, what is it you say? You say, Comrade Jim Jones, wipe ass on. We've already made a sort of second citizen of Jonestown. Mom's Mabley started by all her cussing on that joke night. First, he hadn't heard this before. He says, is this a senior? I said, yes, she's up there in years. Very straight organist teacher. He says, this is funny. I said, could she not make jokes like that? He said, yes. But he says, some of our people have not heard such jokes. He said, he liked the jokes. He just chuckled. He could just, fat fella, he just chuckle, and she come up, no matter what she came up with, he enjoyed it very much. All right, we'll give you now, try to get to the conclusion of this test. What did the Soviet Union recently achieve in space? This is this morning, honey. I told you. When I've been up all night, I told you. Then the next question, because I'm getting close to the end. What did the Chinese defense minister have to say about war today? A little different than he usually says it. Two words would take care of it. You know how the Chinese feel if you listen about war, nuclear war, said it can be, but it will be, blank, blank, something. Can be, blank, P. And it can be blank, P, begins with P, but it will be, I, blank, word beginning with I. What did the Chinese defense minister have to say about nuclear war today? Okay. We're moving on. Give you other questions so you can work on them. Anniversary is China celebrating today. And what did the USSR do about the anniversary. What does the Soviet Union do about that anniversary? Soviet Union are a peace-loving people. They do more than I do. But they don't want to see anybody die in nuclear war if they can avoid it. So the Soviet Union did something about it. So I'm not going to do you. I'm not going to cut my hair. Well, the Soviet Union went further than cutting their hair today. So I don't cut my hair. I don't give up my independence. The Soviet Union did something that amounted to eating shit. But they showed their tremendous compassion, their willingness for coexistence. Oh, I made that plain. I made that answer simple. That's number 8. Didn't get it clear, honey? Who said that? Somebody just said they didn't get it clear? Well, what I think I said was, because it's something else not written, what day are the Chinese people celebrating today? Right? And what is the Soviet Union, USSR, SSSR, what did it say? What did it say to China about it? What did it do to China about that day today? Did they throw mud at them? What did they do today? I told you. You listen to my goddamn news. The news is only 1.5 hour long today. I'm trying to shorten it and concise it and make it to the point. And we played it just before meeting. That's why you're going to have to make a purpose of seeing it in here. Yeah, now that was 8. All right, let's see what we can do about that. Let's be easy on people. Give them another the thing that was said. Schism was a response to something that had happened in the world that showed the workers of the world that power could be wrested from the ruling class, the bourgeoisie. What event was this? Explain. Anybody should have been listening to our speaker last night, me and a couple, three children. Anybody knows the greatest event. It was the birth of Jesus. If I don't give you some hint, you're not listening. Yes. Anybody ought to got that right there. I give you a hint. If you put the birth of Jesus, you'll all be on a public service unit. You didn't do nothing for us, only confuse us. If you ever got born in the first place. What is it? But I'm reminded what, darling? Repeat any question, say it louder, please. Okay. Fascism was a response. I told you what fascism was a little bit ago. That's where capitalism gets mean. Capitalism in the United States still acts like there's Republicans and Democrats. Yeah, but all the time they're still passing Senate Bill 1437 that says the concentration camps are going to be reopened, and that Indians' lands are being taken from them, reservations and treaties are being broken. They're doing all this. They're still saying, though, that there is a chance you can be Republican Democrat, which means that you can vote for a brown shit or blue shit. I mean, that's what it amounts to mean. Because if you listen to me, Brzezinski is the head of the Trilateral Commission, and he handpicked both candidates so he would be sure that he would run. And he's a man that says the same thing that China does about nuclear war. And he's a man who jokingly said, excuse me, reporters. He's got, that shows a man that's arrogant, ignorant, and with a lot of power. Said, I'm going into the office to discuss my genocidal plans. That meant only a plan to exterminate black people, Indian people, parts of the world. Amazing that a man would have the nerve to say to the press of the world, excuse me, gentlemen, I'm going into my office to discuss my genocidal plans. That means plans to wipe out races in the country that he doesn't like, or classes he doesn't like in the country. It's the same stupid man that said, why, nuclear war is, to think that nuclear war isn't an answer to a problem of defense of capitalism is being egocentric. He was stupid in the first place. If the man had been intelligent, he would have said ethnocentric, but he's still stupid looking at nuclear war in the terms of the United States when they tell us in the first 20 minutes, now, less than 20 minutes, 17 minutes, thank you. How many will die? What? What did you say, sister? That's 9 out of 10, approximately. Yes, I think that's right. I remember a figure. Over 200 million. But Brzezinski is the chief advisor. He is the head of the Security Advisory Commission of the United States. He advises the president. He just came back from China. And he and China see eye to eye on one question. I sure give you a lot of help tonight. Now, that's ninth question. Isn't that right? Now, how much do you feel about other people? I said this morning, this is a simple question. How many civilians have been killed in Nicaragua? Definitely that they know. The cities have been destroyed. Bombed to hell. People have taken flight to the hills.